Welcome to the Extra Inning Show, presented by Graybar. Graybar, powering progress in our community on Gangnam OX.
With a 3-0 count on O'Neill Cruz with the bases loaded, nobody out. Romero's pitch, ball four. That's ball four, and that's the ball game. O'Neill Cruz isn't moving. Now he throws the bat away and goes to first. And coming in with a winning run, Key Brian Hayes. What a terrible way to lose indeed. 3-2, Pirates over the Cardinals.
Well, if you are going to lose a game in that fashion, at least let it be a game that in the grand scheme of things really doesn't matter, and that's kind of where we're at right now. Cardinals lose today 3-2 to Pittsburgh, and now just two games left in the regular season. Welcome into the Extra Inning Show. My name's Matt Pauly. If you want to join us, you can do so. There are multiple ways to get connected to the program. You can call or you can text. Same number either way, 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900, as we will take your phone calls and also take your text messages. Or if you'd rather tweet at me, you can do that at Matt Pauly on air, MATTPAULEY on air. I'm not going to get too terribly upset about this one. It's a tough way to lose. It's not a great look when you can't throw strikes there in the ninth inning in a tie game. We already got a tweet from someone saying that it says, man, almost like they threw the game. That came in from Will. They didn't throw the game. That was not intentional with what happened in the ninth inning. Those guys are still professional ball players who want to win. But you do see weird, wacky, out-of-character things when it comes to games like these, because these guys know they don't matter. These guys don't want to go play extra innings in Pittsburgh on a cold night in front of nobody in the stands. And it's just, it's really hard, I think, to keep that competitive edge up. Again, I'm not saying that there is any doing it on purpose. All I'm saying is it's because they're human beings. It's really tough to maybe keep that competitive edge. So maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe not. I don't know. Like, pitchers have bad days, and Giovanni Gallegos had a hard time throwing strikes, and then Jojo Romero, who has struggled recently, and that's going to be a question for the postseason roster. Do they take a Jojo Romero based off what he's done recently? There's going to be some other options that they could go with. Really, that's kind of all that matters out of this thing, is just guys positioning themselves for the postseason roster, and then the fun that we can have by watching Albert Pujols play some final regular season games. And he certainly adds to the fun tonight as he does hit a home run, the 703rd of his career, 24th of his season. He just continues to do things that none of us expected him to do this year, and it's a whole lot of fun. Takeaways from today's game, sponsored by Geico. Switch to Geico today. See all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save. 3-2, the final score as the Cardinals lose in Pittsburgh. Two more games left in the regular season. We'll continue on with the Extra Inning Show, including hearing the postgame comments of Jose Quintana. We'll do that next. This is the Extra Inning Show on KMOX.
Now, back to the Extra Inning Show, presented by Graybar. Graybar, powering the new era on KMOX.
Pujols swings, and he drives this one. Left field, down the line, and it's a gunner! A gunner for Albert Pujols, and home run 703. 2-0 Cardinals.
Really cool moment tonight. Unfortunately for the Cardinals, that's all they could do from a run scoring perspective. They do struggle with runners in scoring position, going 0-for-9 and leaving 9 on base. They lose in Pittsburgh 3-2. Welcome back into the Extra Inning Show. My name is Matt Pauly. We're continuing to keep an eye on a couple other games going on in baseball. The Brewers trail the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-2, bottom of the ninth, two outs. So the Brewers are down to their final out of playoff contention. If they lose that game, they are officially eliminated from the playoffs. Even if they win that game, the Phillies right now are leading the Astros 3-0 that game in the middle of the eighth inning. If the Phillies win that game, it doesn't matter what the Brewers do tonight. The Brewers would be eliminated. A trip around the league is sponsored by AAA Travel. Jose Quintana makes the start tonight. Three innings, gives up just one hit, no strikeouts, one walk. The Cardinals only have two strikeouts. Steven Matz struck out a batter. Giovanni Gallegos strikes out a batter. Only two strikeouts from Cardinals pitchers tonight. You certainly don't see that very often. Quintana did speak to the media just a little while ago, the audio courtesy of Bally Sports Midwest, and he said the three-inning outing did not surprise him.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a short one. I just want to get there and you know, compete. Feels good and throw all my pitches in the sun and get my outs. Was really good for the last start of the regular season. So I'm going to get ready for the playoff now.
How much excitement is there to pitch in the postseason for you, and still trying to focus on what you're doing today and get ready, but still knowing the excitement that lies ahead?
Yeah, good question. Well, it's really exciting. You know, I think we battle all year to be in this this position. For me, it's a huge opportunity to be back in the playoff, and I just want to finish strong, you know, and get ready for the playoffs. So it's a really good feeling when you feel your staff working, they sound really good. So let's keep rolling.
Okay, what's worked best for you the second half to really surge the way you have and pitch as well as you have down the stretch?
I think, you know, hit the lines, stay more time on the edge, you know, and be ahead in all counts. I think I get more ground balls than in the past. And a double plays before, I don't get too many of those, but I think that was huge for me, you know, the second half. So it was really good. I think all the time my confidence is getting up and getting better, and you know, you just keep going.
Is that the use of the sinker with the double plays?
Yeah,
is
that I think, the sinker and the changeup away in the same line was really good. I think as soon as I show the sinker for a strike, you know, I get more ground balls when that pitch and the changeup together. So I think that's keep working really good for me.
Is that somewhat mentality too when you get a runner on base, as opposed to say, I got to strike this next guy out? It's being okay if he puts a weak ground ball. Is that somewhat mentality being willing to pitch to a contact?
Yeah, mentality is get a weak contact, but always I'm thinking it's gonna miss right there. You know, I just want to get ahead and get my out. So just focus on to get good result. And thinking next every time you throw the pitch, and thinking next, and just keep following the game.
That is Jose Quintana after his start tonight, 3 scoreless innings. Up next for the Cardinals, game 2 of this series, Dakota Hudson is scheduled to start tomorrow. Jack Flaherty will also pitch. Game time 5:35. Me, our coverage tomorrow starts at 4:40. What's on Deck is sponsored by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, chesterfieldfence.com. That is it for the Extra Inning Show. Thanks so much for being tuned in. Cardinals lose 3-2 in Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more Cardinals baseball here on KMOX.